Coming up on Sunday, the Tigers are playing that game in Williamsport against the New York Yankees.
That's so cool.
Before that game starts, there will be a new E60 out on Armando Galarraga. It's titled 28 Outs, an Imperfect Story. It debuts 4 o'clock on Sunday on ESPN and ESPN+. Jen Latta of ESPN joining us, the reporter on the story. Jen, good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. I guess my first question is, why would you put our listeners through this pain again, reliving Armando Galarraga's imperfect game?
Don't you think Armando Galarraga deserves to have his name in the record books? Don't you think he deserves to be one of the 25 guys who did this incredible feat? I mean, the cool thing about our documentary is it became relevant again when a law class at Monmouth University, a lot of kids who had no interest in sports, I mean, how dare they, but kids who had no background in sports, no knowledge of Armando Galarraga, didn't even know who the Detroit Tigers were presented with this case that the professor, Dr. Larry Jones, thought was an injustice, which was that he had thrown a perfect game. Everyone had seen him throw a perfect game, but because there was not instant replay at the time and because the umpire made a mistake, he would not get to reap the rewards of that accomplishment. And these students had, guys, what we understand, the people who watched it happen live and people who experienced it at the time, a very visceral reaction to that outcome. And so they took it upon themselves to put together an 82-page paper, a plea, if you will, a presentation, if you will, for the commissioner of baseball to say, here are the reasons why baseball has a responsibility to overturn that decision.
So I there's so much that I want to dive into and ask, but before we get there, can you give us a bit of a preview of how many different people or different entities have you talked to that will be a part of this E60? I got to imagine Jim Joyce, Galarraga himself, the law students and professor. How about Major League Baseball? How much were they able to talk to you, or were you able to get them to talk about this injustice?
Yeah, we talked to dozens and dozens of people. The most important thing for us was to get the players that were on the field that day. So we got the bulk of the players on the field, a lot of Detroit Tigers, a few of the Cleveland Indians as well, managers. We got fans who were in the stands that day who witnessed it live. We talked to Dave Dombrowski. We talked to the officiating crew, obviously Jim Joyce, Armando, but some of the other guys who were calling, you know, plays on the field that night as well. And then we did get a sit down with Rob Manfred, the one person that I was really disappointed wouldn't sit in our chair or even have an informal conversation with us, was former Commissioner Bud Selig. I live in Milwaukee. Commissioner Selig lives in Milwaukee. He had a big blowout 90th birthday party like 2 weeks ago down the street from my house. I did not get an invite, the shame of it all. And I really wanted to talk to him, you know, if he has softened his stance or if he believes now, you know, that they have instituted instant replay. If he feels like this guy just got kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Armando told us, guys, that immediately after his game, the MLB Players Association started knocking on his door for him to be the face of instant replay. And asked him to do Zoom calls, asked him to appeal to other players, asked him to essentially be the ambassador for instant replay. I don't know if a lot of people outside of the Detroit area know his role in getting instant replay across the finish line in Major League Baseball.
So I've got to ask you, because you mentioned you talked to a lot of the players on the field and a lot of Cleveland's team, and I'm curious. Obviously, we feel this great injustice here, and our fans, the players, kind of all feel the same way. What's the feeling in Cleveland when they're asked about this question of possibly making it the 21st at the time, 21st pitcher, having this perfect game reinstated?
Yeah, it depends on the player. It depends on the guy. It varies. At the end of the piece, we did put a compilation together, so you'll see it during the credits. Of all of the people that we interviewed, we asked every single one of them, should Major League Baseball overturn? And this is where the nuance of it is a little bit important. People, the law class specifically, don't necessarily want the call overturned. The call was the call. But with the asterisks that you see all over the place, Armando Galarraga should be on the list of guys who threw a perfect game, right? We all saw it, right? Not to quote Dr. Rick from those Progressive commercials, but we all see it. We all see it. Like, it happened. So the fact that Jim Joyce's error, which he admitted to right away, and the fact that Jason Donald knew he was out, and the fact that Sandy Alomar Jr., the first base coach, said, "You were out, bro." Like, every single person knew what the play ended up being, and yet there's this weird nuance in Major League Baseball that is keeping it from being correct. So it just depends on the player. The compilation is going to have each of those people answer the question of, should they overturn it, or should Armando Galarraga be on the list of pitchers who threw a complete perfect game, rather.
Jen Latta, ESPN, joining us. I'm sure the other side of the coin is this, like, slippery slope. I mean, with Galarraga, the argument is it's the final out. It's not like it happened in the sixth inning. But did people express the concern of, if this, how many other calls would they want to see rectified?
Oh, absolutely. That is what Major League Baseball has been leaning on for the last 14 years. But the law students, and this is where their role is super important, they went through the history of Major League Baseball, and they talked about the George Brett decision, where they overturned a call in one of the Kansas City Royals New York Yankees games 4 days later. They talked about Harvey Haddix, who was on a list of pitchers who had thrown a perfect game because he had thrown 13 innings of perfect game, ultimately lost that game. Major League Baseball, years later, decades later, decided that that no longer fit their definition of a perfect game and took a perfect game away from this guy. Like, so there are examples of where Major League Baseball goes, you know what? We thought that at the time. We don't think it anymore. We should change it. And these students are going, yes, do that for Armando Galarraga. So I find it really fascinating, the precedent that they were able to present to the commissioner of baseball to say, here are examples where y'all have recognized that you didn't get it right and you were willing to change it. Why in the world is this so different?
I'm curious for Jim Joyce, because he talked about it at the time. Like, I blew that call. Is there, I don't know how in-depth you went into this, but how has it affected him individually? I got to imagine that this is something, because it is so major and it is something that everybody looks at, and if the topic comes up every single year here, how has it affected him personally?
Yeah, initially it was really, really rough. And we talk about it in the piece. His family had to have police surveillance because of the death threats that he received, that his family received. His daughter talks about receiving a notification on her social media that people hoped their home would blow up with all of them inside. So just that really ugly side of sports where people, you know, tend to overreact and take out their frustrations on, you know, representatives like Jim Joyce. He called the commissioner's office the very next day and said, what do I got to do for you guys to make this right? What do I got to do for you to change this? Other than quitting, or you guys, you know, forcing me into retirement, there's got to be something. I can give money back. You can fine me. Like, let's do something so that this gets right. I think Jim Joyce is doing really well. As you guys well know, people associated with baseball, he is incredibly well respected, you know, save this one call that he obviously, you know, fessed up to right away as getting wrong. People really like Jim Joyce. He is a tenured, well-respected, you know, did his job well for 30-plus years. So I think a lot of people felt bad that he found himself in this situation. But he's not a scapegoat, right? He admitted right away that he made the mistake, and he wanted to do anything he could to get it rectified. Major League Baseball has just dug their heels in on this thing.
Jen, you know, as someone in TV and radio, like the passion, I remember listening to the radio the next day after that game, and I think people still hold a grudge to this day. So it's a cool story. We appreciate some of your time, and we remind people to tune in on Sunday, 4 o'clock, ESPN and ESPN+. 28 outs, an imperfect story, the case to give Galarraga the credit he's due, an E60 feature. Jen, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Really appreciate you pumping the piece.
It's 97.1.